Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Well, hey there, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. If you've been here before and you're back again, I am so thrilled you're here. Always such a pleasure to have you here. And if you're brand new to this podcast, brand new to me and my world, I am over the moon you're here. And I certainly hope you find something here that's helpful, that resonates, that is supportive to you on your journey. And maybe even inspiring, who knows? So I'm just really happy that you're here giving this a try. So in today's episode, I want to dive into three ways to heal your relationship with the masculine. Dun, 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 the masculine. Maybe say that word with me, masculine. It's so juicy and terrifying at the same time, isn't it? There could be a lot here. So I'm not making light of the depth of our relationship to the masculine at all, but I wanted to start this conversation of this healing journey, which is ongoing. This is something that I am still working on, and I think that we never get it done. Like, it's an ongoing work of art, if you will, of really understanding the dynamic between the feminine and masculine, which is completely nuanced and so unique to us as individuals. But if you've been in my world for a while, you know that my approach is always to do the inner work first. So that's what this is going to be about, really supporting you and giving you three ways of doing this inner work, right? Really starting this inner work. And again, it's not like that I'm completely healed and got it going on and everything's perfect. Absolutely not. It's a healing journey is a spiral and it just keeps continuing to fat. We can have a lot more fun on this journey. Let's put it that way, right? Once we start to do this inner work that I'm going to share with you here. So, our relationship to the masculine as feminine women can be very complicated. And so first and foremost, never make yourself wrong. If this area of your life is not the way you would like it to be, you're in good company. And again, it ebbs and flows, right? There's never like a set point where you just stay in this like bliss zone with your partner all the time, because we're human. We're always evolving and changing and having these challenges and contrasting experiences that really can support us and really getting more clarity around our desires, right? So it has a lot to do with our desires, actually. So we're going to unpack that a bit here in this episode. But before we dive in, I want to remind you that the doors for the Vital Goddess Mastermind, my group program where we dive deep into stuff like this, I have a whole workshop series called the Deep Femme series, where we work with this archetypal energy in live virtual workshops. So if that's interesting to you and all the other stuff that's involved in that container, it's very, very robust. You can check it out with the links in the show notes. And there's one that will lead you to a virtual tour of the program, so you could really get an idea of everything that's available to you in there. I wanted to create something that's really going to support you long term, right? And you also see a link to join us if you are really feeling it. I would love, love, love to have you in there. It's an incredible container. I don't think there's anything else out there like it. And really super passionate about that. So there's that. So let's dive in. Three ways to heal your relationship to the masculine. Again, this ongoing journey, right? So I guess I'll begin by saying this. Yeah, this is such a pain point for so many powerful women. And I get it, myself included. It can be a real struggle. And another reminder here, never ever making yourself wrong for that. It's the world has been designed to really take us out of our power in so many ways. And as a result, we have a lot of wounded feminine energy that we're healing, a lot of wounded masculine energy that we are healing, and also that the men in our lives are attempting to heal. Some of them are doing their own inner work. Applauding those men out there who are, oh my gosh, such brave souls. And just as you're a brave soul doing your work on your own sacred feminine, there are incredible men out there doing phenomenal work on healing the masculine. So really celebrating that. But we can do so much with our inner relationship with the masculine, which I think is where it all kind of begins. So you are most likely familiar with the term of inner child work and learning how to reparent ourselves. Well, just as we can learn how to reparent ourselves, which again is a healing journey, a process, we can also learn how to repartner ourselves. Yeah, and it has to do with something called attachment theory is a great way to look at this, I think. So with attachment theory, it has everything to do with how our needs were or were not met, right? As young, very young children, babies even, in our family culture of origin and the patterns that we carry as a result of that and our attachment styles that have developed as a result of that. And there's something called secure attachment, where if we really had amazing parents who are very present and really knew what was going on, you might have a secure attachment, and that's awesome. You know, you might be very secure in caring for yourself, loving yourself so deeply, feeling that confidence, that grounded confidence that just cannot be faked from that place of secure attachment. Applauding you, applauding your family, your parents, whoever raised you, amazing. Most of us haven't had that. So we are in the healing journey of creating that for ourselves, that inner harmony, that inner security that we all deserve. And it comes from that reparenting journey. Yeah. And I'm sure there are many variations on this, but what I've come across in my own research on this and studying my own healing journey is that we have the more, I guess, unhealthy attachment styles would be avoidant. My hand is raised. Oh my gosh, I can go into avoidant attachment so easily. Or disorganized attachment. Again, I think I can go there as well, depending on the relationship, right? It's not like we're only one thing. I think it depends on who the other in the relationship is to us and how we relate. And then there's the anxious attachment. And oh yeah, I can go there as well, you know? And these are patterns that we want to start to become aware of. And when we do, we can start to cultivate that deeper, again, secure attachment, that deeper inner harmony, that wholeness that makes relationships with others way more fun, right? And again, the way I do this in my work is through inner work of really cultivating a deep and sexy, playful, fun relationship with your own inner masculine energy, this archetypal energy that lives within you. And without even realizing it, we have really taken on some wounded masculine energy. And the way that most of us have learned how to run our masculine energy is not honoring, not respectful, not celebrating our inner feminine, not doing our inner masculine is not doing his job of protecting, like creating that safety and providing for our inner feminine. And this is absolutely crucial for going deep into your feminine. You want to have your inner masculine on board as a sentinel in a way of really, I've got you, you know, and to really create that container for you so it's safe to dive in. And what we do as a result of not having that healthy attachment with our inner masculine, we seek it externally. We try to control the masculine people in our life and try to make them create for ourselves, which first and foremost, we need to learn how to create for ourselves, right? And before, this could be really triggering. So let's just take a deep breath together. Yeah. Deep sigh. This is a great time to pull in that quote from Gloria Steinem, is the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off because it's going to feel like a lot can come up, right? So I'm honoring that. And this is why I wanted to create a whole workshop around this, just to give women space to feel all the feels. And so that we can start to unpack what's going on and purge and release what's not serving us so that we can actually truly claim our desires of what do we really want to receive from the masculine. So I want to give you three ways that we work with it in my containers. And this is part of the Deep Femme series, which is archetypal journey, four different trainings, four different masterclasses on these different archetypal energies. So there's one on Aphrodite, right? Reclaiming Aphrodite. There's one on the sacred masculine and really romancing the sacred masculine within. This is what we're going to cover in this podcast episode to some degree. Then there's one on the dark goddess, really falling in love with that dark goddess beauty of yours. And then there's the sacred courtesan, masters of manifestation and embodied love, which is really the higher octave of your goddess of love, who is a sensual master. So this is part of that series, the Deep Femme series, that you can buy a la carte if you want to do just a self-guided masterclass on this. I have that available now on my site, thanks to my lovely assistant. She organized it all for me. Yay, Victoria, if you're listening. I know you're listening because you do all my things for the podcast. Beautiful job on that. And there's also a bundle where you can get a massive discount by buying all four of these masterclasses together in one sweet bundle, the Deep Femme bundle. So that'll be linked in the show notes as well. So three ways that we dive into this. And again, in the mastermind, we'd be doing this live together in a live workshop virtually, or in the self-guided journey that you may want to purchase masterclass-wise and go through it on your own. Both would be a great thing to do. But what we do in there is basically we start with mindset. And you've heard me say this before, that awareness is always the first step, right? So we want to really be aware of the narratives that we have running in our subconscious, right? The limiting beliefs we have developed as a result of our experience, and never negating that. I know if you're a woman who's been living on this planet, you've had some negative experiences with the masculine, unhealthy masculine. We all have, right? What we don't really always realize or not aware of, which is really affecting our relationship to ourselves, to our feminine, but also affecting our relationship to all the masculine people in our lives, is that these negative beliefs get stored in our subconscious and they run us like 90% of the time. So they will sabotage us whenever we think we're going to get anywhere with the masculine. If we have these negative beliefs that we haven't really shown the light of awareness on and did some work to purge, and it's an ongoing maintenance practice for me, I tell you. But if we don't have a practice to do that, then these negative beliefs will just be our defaults. And they will come up in so many different ways. One of the ways that they show up is in emasculating behavior. And there's a lot there. I'm not going to go too into exactly itemizing that right now, but just basically not having the capacity to be curious about men and not having the capacity to understand where they're coming from. They're a different species, right? And that curiosity of, just playful curiosity, I want to say, of how they think, how they process information, what motivates them, what inspires them is usually very different from what inspires us. And again, there's no cookie cutter here. Just like with the feminine, every masculine expression is so unique, absolutely so unique. But without doing some inner work on this and limiting beliefs, this can show up as just habitually emasculating the men in our lives without even really realizing it. And almost thinking it's like a badge of honor when we do, like some kind of victory or something. And we don't even realize we're shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean, that was me for sure. And I have more awareness around it. Not to say that I don't still do that once in a while, but absolutely, if you find yourself in chronic complaint around men, if you find yourself generalizing, stereotyping, men are blah, blah, blah. You know, this is what we unpack in the mindset. I'll talk about that in a sec. Or say if you're in a book club that just goes there a lot, complain, like, let's complain about men. All of that is, it's really women who have not done the work to shine the light on their own relationship with the masculine. And it is so normalized and popular and seen as being a powerful woman in some circles. And I feel that that's a real crime, especially for a woman who wants intimacy with masculine men. It's not going to happen if that's, it's not going to happen in a way that feels good to you. It's not going to happen in a way that helps you expand more into your feminine in that delicious way that's possible when these dynamics get more healthy, right? If you are, you know, finding yourself in that pattern, don't make yourself wrong, but bring awareness to it, right? And one of the ways we do that in this, in my containers, is through the first pillar of feminine embodiment, I call it, is mindset, right? So a great way to do this is just journaling, right? Just get your journal out right at the top of the page, men are, or the masculine is, and just let yourself free associate and just see what comes up for you. And don't be surprised if some real negative stuff comes up, and let it come out, let it purge, right? Do a brain dump on the masculine. It's better out than in, right? You don't want this like silently running your show. So just getting it out there and realizing that these beliefs were in there because you've had some trauma. And, you know, whether or not big T, little T, and didn't have the safety or space to truly, or tools to process the experience, to release the experience, to purge. And so it got stuck there. And just what our nervous systems do, it's not your fault. So getting all that out there without, you know, blaming yourself, that's really important so that you can start to shine the light on what are your specific complaints about the masculine or assumptions, let's say, about the masculine, because you've had a run-in with unhealthy masculine, it can just get rooted in your system. And therefore, guess what? Law of attraction, that's what you're going to tend to attract and draw out in the masculine men in your life. Whatever that looks like for you, it's going to be so specific for you. So again, just doing that purge on paper, first of all, like what is in there? And then on a fresh page, like, what are you ready to release, right? What are you willing to, this takes courage. Like, what are you really, really, truly ready to release around those, you know, limiting beliefs? And it's okay if there's some of the stuff you're not ready to release, be okay with that too, right? But there, I'm sure there's a few things that you're ready to release in terms of your mindset around the masculine. And that's really blocking masculine ability to truly provide safety and provide for yourself, but also allowing the masculine people in your life to do so as well. And then, you know, yeah, what are you willing to release? And then this is the fun part. What are you willing or desiring is even a better word to really truly receive from the masculine? What are you open to receiving? And again, back to that Gloria quote, the truth will set you free. Absolutely. And it might piss you off here too, because it's a shocker for a lot of women when they start to realize how little they have been available to receive from the masculine. And again, never making yourself wrong. It's just the way society has trained women to be tough, to be hyper-independent and all of those things. And I love independence, don't get me wrong. But if it cuts off our willingness, ability really to receive, and here we're talking more about willingness because we're talking about mindset, then it's really blocking so much of our joy, so much of what the masculine wants to provide for us is really literally blocked. So getting real with yourself, if you could have it all your way, right, what would that look like? What would you truly, truly want to receive from the masculine? So that's just a great little exercise you can do for yourself, and one that I guide you through in the containers. And it's really fun to do that live with other women too, because that camaraderie, but also even on your own, I'll guide you through a whole audio process, an audio ritual. There's a video version too, where you can be guided through this and held through the process in that masterclass. So the second way I want to share with you is embodiment. Now, you've probably heard me say this before. We don't want to just stop at mindset work. We want to really come into the embodiment processes that help us truly release somatically. So here, you want to come into breath, movement, and sound, like getting down and dirty with what you want to release. And, you know, I would say get on all fours, put on some music, deep breathing and sounding. That's the simplest way. Like letting yourself sound like a wild animal can be really powerful. If you choose to join one of my containers, we have more structure around that of really tuning in to the energy and really opening. We do some de-armoring of the heart through a breast massage practice, which is really powerful. And then connecting in an embodied way. We do some release work, of course, but then really truly connecting in an embodied way to your unique energetic expression of the sacred masculine, your inner lover, which is really a fun and sexy way to come about this work, inner work of this inner lover who always has your back, who never gets it wrong, who just is so devoted to you. This is a sacred relationship, not a human one. And this is something that I first came across when I was studying astrology, actually. And one of my teachers had this whole process around it of really romancing the inner beloved, which I thought was so, it's been so powerful for me. And again, it's an ongoing journey. So it's really this archetypal energy that is in you. And once we start to connect with that energy, what does he look like? What does he feel? This is really fun too. You can use your imagination, let it come alive and feel that energy come alive and know that this inner lover has his eyes on you and feeling, receiving his gaze. And once we get that internally, it's amazing how that really creates that secure attachment, that wholeness, I think, that we're all seeking. And what I found to be true after working with this for years now is that it absolutely allows more oxygen in the room, more fun, more joy, more curiosity in our actual relationships with the masculine and men, because we're able to meet our needs in that deeper way and get that security that we're craving. So we're not anxious, we're not chaotic or disorganized or avoidant as much, and we're able to show up in a whole, more whole way, which really moves the needle. It really does. And it helps us let go of that controlling behavior and demanding that our partners in some ways do our inner work for us, right? So it helps us show up at, I like to say, the banquet of relationship from a more nourished place, instead of showing up at the banquet of relationship starving and demanding. And I've been there. I feel you. If that is where you are at right now, it's okay. I want you to give yourself a big hug right now, because it's not your fault, right? But there are ways you can absolutely turn it around. So getting to know this sacred relationship within. And again, I first found this through astrology, working with the energy of, you know, Mars in my birth chart, and also the energy of my descendant, but I'm not going to go into that here. I also have an astrology reading called Goddess on a Mission, where I do a full in-depth reading of your birth chart, your natal chart, where we can dive into this in more depth. If you're interested in that kind of thing, definitely, I'll make sure I link that in the show notes as well. It's a really deep, profound reading where you can start to really connect with these energies in a powerful way. So it's a nice accompaniment to any kind of inner work you're doing on the masculine. So yes, the embodiment work is about breath, movement, sound, so we can purge and then really getting clear on our own expression of this masculine energy and owning it, feeling it, feel that support. And then we have the integration. This is our third way of how do we actually bring this more alive in our lives, right? This is not a one and done. We want to start to integrate this energy into our daily lives. And there are many, many ways we can do that. Just being more aware, learning, again, being more curious about men, learning about emasculation. And one of my favorite resources for that is a woman named Alison Armstrong. She's done really deep work on researching on men and masculine energy. And again, truth will set you free. First, it'll piss you off. She's got a book called The Queen's Code, which is now out in audio form. You might want to get that. She has an app that you can get, Alison Armstrong. I'll make sure I link that in the show notes. But that can be an awesome tool to help you integrate this in your daily life. You know, make yourself more of a student of learning and getting curious about the masculine and men. And just that alone, just your curiosity, the men in your life will be, most of them, the healthy ones will be like, so grateful, right? Because there's been a lot of stereotyping and a lot of assumptions made. And men are really pissed about that and upset about that. And it's doing a lot of harm, you know? And so it's time for us to really own our part in it as well. And just noticing maybe hurtful patterns we've picked up along the way, never blaming ourselves, right? So the integration piece is, yeah, again, just really getting into that sexy inner relationship with your own inner masculine. And this is just like a simple meditation, like feel him with you, feel his eyes upon you, feel him as a riding shotgun in your car as you run errands, or, you know, have fun with it, play with it. I think that's a really important part of this whole process, is to be playful with it. But you want to start to really integrate this secure attachment of your own sexy inner masculine into your life by just feeling the energy and noticing, how is your masculine showing up for your feminine? Is he protecting? Is he providing safe space? Is he creating containers for your feminine to drop in to her feminine? So this literally can be setting your schedule for yin time, for feminine time, for pleasure. You know, can he set up this? We're talking about that part of you. Can you, as a masculine expression, set that up for your feminine? How can you create more safety for your feminine? How can you honor, respect, and honor her, the body, right? The need to eat, the need to go to the bathroom, all the things that we push through when we're too hyper in our masculine and our masculine is dysfunctional. You see, most women, we have a very dysfunctional, you know, relationship with our masculine internally. So we just drive our feminine into the ground, almost to oblivion. And an astrologer I follow, and I love her, Carolyn W. Casey, has this great saying, which is, when Venus is absent, Mars runs amok. And I think that when we start to cultivate our inner feminine, our masculine starts to come online too, right? And ideally, we want that. So your masculine can start to really support creating that safety that you need to do embodiment practices, sensuality practices, that, you know, instead of like that kind of dysfunctional masculine perspective of like, oh, that's frivolous, that's a waste of time, we got to be productive, goal-oriented, like really changing the dynamic of your inner relationship here, where your, ideally, your masculine is number one, first and foremost, devoted to your feminine, and having him literally ask your feminine throughout the day, how you doing, honey? How is it going? What can I do for you? What can I provide for you to feel safer, more nourished? How can I provide a situation where you can receive more, surrender more, take care of your nervous system better, all of the things. This all comes from integrating that, making it a practice like yoga. So important to get that. Everything I teach in every container anchors into your body, mind, soul through repetition. So, and have fun with that. You can make a vision board for your inner masculine. What does he look like? You know, what's his style? What's his aesthetic? You might want to make an altar for your sacred masculine. I have one in my house and I love it. It's really, really fun. So many ways you can do that, right? I remember when I was on a trip to Glastonbury, England, if you're familiar with Glastonbury, very magical place. And we were on a feminine journey. My girlfriend and I, she had long wanted to go to a place called the Chalice Well Gardens, which is a holy site really for the sacred feminine. And I was totally into that, right? So we go there and it was definitely a feminine vibe. And not a lot of masculine energy there, which was beautiful. However, just outside the wall, there was another well, I think it was called the White Well, where it was very much about the integration of the feminine and masculine. So in there, they had an altar, a shrine to the sacred masculine, and there are deer antlers and all these cool masculine objects. And I remember just sitting there for hours, I think. My friend had to come get me. And I was just like, first of all, crying. And then just feeling this like rapture come alive in my body. And that's when I started to really feel that aliveness in me and really understand like, wow, what's been lost in the masculine, you know, and how it's such a necessary component. So yeah, so those are my three ways for you. Again, working on the mindset, the embodiment piece, and the integration work so that you can really thrive internally, but also in your relationship with men and the masculine people in your life. I hope you found that useful. And again, all the links are in the show notes. And that is all for now. I'll catch you next time. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikaur.com. There'll be a link in the show notes and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.